where the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Nicodemus said, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Born once, die twice. Born twice, maybe die once. But we're not looking for the undertaker, we're looking for the uppertaker. Amen. Keep your eyes on the sky, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful that we have that blessed, wonderful hope that you put in your book, the words of Jesus himself, who said he was going away, but he was coming back. And we look for him, if not today, tomorrow. I read in your word, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're glad because we have a place to which we can come to worship thee. We're glad that we can sing the songs of Zion. We're glad that we can fellowship one with another and with thee. We're glad that we can hear the blessed word, the Bible, the truth, only the truth, the only book that you have promised to bless, that your voice is in. We hear it as the pastor comes to break the bread of life to us. We pray again for every person that's gathered in this congregation today. Some brought many heavy burdens with them, loss of loved ones, loss of jobs, economic woes, problems, difficulties, and heartaches, grief and pain. But we know that you have the answer to every question, the solution to every problem. We pray especially for those who've come without Christ, that they would come today and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord before this hour is over. In Jesus' name we pray, with thanksgiving. Amen.